Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, Donald Trump. One thing Trump should have done that might have saved his presidency. You might be able to guess throughout the episode. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Maybe you got some extra stimulus money. Maybe you had a great year. No pressure at all, but if you're in a position to do so, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. We are blessed by your support. We are invigorated by your support. We are able to grow because of your support. When you support us at charliekirk.com/support, we hire more staff, we research more articles, we edit more videos, we produce more podcasts. We are the hardest working podcast team in the country because of you. charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Donald Trump, and at the end of the episode, they're trying to cancel classical music. You do not want to miss my commentary on it. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I want to focus on a statement that President Trump issued around the Chinese coronavirus. Now, it's very interesting. The media is pushing back against Joe Biden, saying that, wait a second, virus rates are going up in certain parts of the country. Now, you can't celebrate victory yet. Now, the intention of the media here is still unclear. I don't trust the activist media, and I don't trust their intentions when it comes towards covering these stories. But it is sort of nice, it's refreshing to see the Democrats have to play a little bit of defense for once. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci have been on a media blitz slandering former President Trump, saying that he was unequipped and impossible to work with when it came to the Chinese coronavirus. And President Trump had some very choice words for them. But before I get into that, I want to talk about what Joe Biden said at the White House in regards to reopening America. Joe Biden said, quote, I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate, Biden said at the White House, quote, please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. Meanwhile, the states that have reopened are actually faring much better than the ones that are not open. For example, Florida has the second oldest population in the country. Florida has one of the largest populations in the country. Phenomenal governor, Governor Ron DeSantis. And Florida has a much better virus infection rate, hospitalization rate, and death rate than states that were perpetually locked down like Florida and California. And did you know that Florida actually has a more urban population than New York City? Than New York, I should say, the state of New York. The quote from Politico is, Biden urges states to pause reopening as the Chinese coronavirus cases climb. Now, why cases are climbing is probably because we are reopening the country. The question is the vaccine actually making a difference? Probably. The question is how big of a difference? We don't know. How effective the vaccine is remains unclear. I've said for quite some time the lockdowns should have ended last Easter. Once we had an idea of what we were dealing with, every single lockdown, every single mandate should have been lifted. You should have trusted people to make decisions as they saw fit. Now, I'm not one to point out mistakes that President Trump made. I'm going to read from President Trump's statement here, and I agree with every single word of it. But then I'm also going to say something that I wish he would have done earlier. I think you could probably guess what it is. Donald Trump said in his statement, it's a long statement, based on their interviews, and I quote, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, the two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations, which I fortunately almost always overturned. They had bad policy decisions that would have left our country open to China and others, closed to reopening our economy, and years away from an approved vaccine, putting millions of lives at risk. Now, let me just say something about the vaccine. We're getting a lot of questions about the Chinese coronavirus vaccine at freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm not going to take the vaccine. I know a lot of people that have, and that's your liberty. And you should do your own research. And if you feel that the science is behind it, then so be it. Donald Trump had the most effective vaccination policy that any other president could have implemented. Anyone in a leadership position. Instead of going through committees and going through the FDA, he said, why don't we give these pharmaceutical companies everything they ask for and have them compete against each other, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer, to try to get straight to market. Now, of course, the vaccine announcement came 1 week after the election. Why Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, or Pfizer were not able to announce that they had a working vaccine in September and October and give Donald Trump the credit is purely politics. Purely politics. And Joe Biden misrepresenting this and being a pathological liar, even though he got vaccinated under the Trump administration, says that he was left with no vaccine, no vaccine at all whatsoever. Donald Trump continues in his statement by saying, quote, in a fake interview with last night on CNN, Dr. Fauci, who said he was an athlete in college, but couldn't throw a baseball even close to home plate. It was a, quote, roller, tried to take credit for the vaccine. Now, let me just stop here. This statement by Trump would have been a tweet. So now we have them in these long statements. Continues by saying, when in fact, he said it would take 3 to 5 years and probably longer to have approved. Dr. Fauci was incapable of pressing the FDA to move it through faster. I was the one to get it done, and even the fake media knows it and reports this. President Trump is correct here. The improbable, historic, nearly impossible effort by President Trump and his team through Operation Warp Speed to execute a successful vaccination development strategy is the envy of the world. America has always been the leader of the world. And by the way, when are we going to start to get thank yous from the rest of the world for our entrepreneurial drive, how free market capitalism was able to develop this innovation? When are we going to get thank yous from the rest of the world if they believe that this vaccination is working for them? They can't have it either way, or both ways, I should say. It's either this vaccination is wonderful and thank you, United States of America, and thank you, President Trump, or it's terrible. The statement continues by saying, Dr. Fauci is also the king of, quote, flip-flops and moving the goalposts to make himself look as good as possible. He fought me so hard because he wanted to keep our country open to countries like China. I closed it against his strong recommendation. Let me stop here. This was one of the most consequential and best decisions of Donald Trump's entire presidency. Shutting us off to the Chinese Communist Party, shutting off travel, was called xenophobic. Was called hateful. It was called bigoted by Nancy Pelosi and her allies. She went to Chinatown and marched in Chinatown and said to Donald Trump, how dare you be a bigot towards the Chinese coronavirus? We didn't see Nancy Pelosi walking through Chinatown in May or June of last year. Closing down travel was the right move in defiance to all the experts. And we know exactly what the experts believe and what their agenda is. It's perpetual lockdown. It's people that have failed upward their entire life. It's people that, like Dr. Fauci, are part of the permanent medical industrial complex. I'm a big skeptic when it comes to the pharmaceutical companies, how many drugs we take in our country. I think we take way too many drugs in our country. I think natural solutions are far better than pharmaceuticals. You know, we talk here on this program about drug-free solutions, and you guys have heard me talk about that quite often. But an example for that in my own life, I had a bad back injury, and I realized that one leg is longer than the other. And by the way, if anyone listening to this has a back injury, I encourage you to get this checked out. It made a huge difference as soon as I got a 3 millimeter lift in my shoe. A massive difference. And as soon as I got that 3 millimeter lift in my shoe, a lot of the back pain started to go away. It's not all gone, and Relief Factor has helped with that a lot as well, and stretching and core workouts. The point I'm making is that sometimes there are non-pharmaceutical, non-opioid, non-addictive, non-medical industrial complex solutions, always be solution-oriented, that we should look for. The statement continues, he fought me so hard because he wanted to keep our country open to countries like China. I close it to his strong recommendation. I'm reading it twice, actually, which saved many lives. Dr. Fauci also said we did not need to wear masks. And then a few months later, he said we needed to wear masks. And now two or three of them, Fauci spent United States money on the Wuhan laboratory in China. And we now know how that worked out. Now, Donald Trump is playing right into the conjecture, the theory that we have that this virus originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost all evidence is pointing to this. It's more and more clear to those of us that actually care about the science, that care about epidemiology, not what Dr. Fauci says, that this was manufactured possibly as a bioweapon by the Chinese Communist Party. The statement that Donald Trump published about Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci is worthy of going through piece by piece. And I'm going to get there, but I'm going to say one thing that I think the president should have done differently. I'm going to say one thing that will be a piece of, I don't know if it's criticism, it's honest feedback, where I think Donald Trump did not make the right decision. The statement continues by saying, Dr. Birx is a proven liar with very little credibility left. Many of her recommendations were viewed as, quote, pseudoscience. It's true. Remember, Dr. Birx famously said that we're taking a liberal approach, small L liberal approach, to counting deaths. She said that in a press briefing, that it might be dying with the Chinese coronavirus or from the Chinese coronavirus. We're taking a more liberal approach. The statement continues and says, Dr. Fauci would always talk negatively about her and, in fact, would not ask to be in the same room with her. It's a little interesting drama. The states who followed her lead, like California, had worse outcomes on the Chinese coronavirus, from states like California who followed her lead and ruined the lives of countless children because they couldn't go to school, ruined many businesses and an untold number of Americans who were killed by the lockdowns themselves. I'm pleased to hear the president mention this. This was not going to be the main point of my disagreement with Trump, but he tolerated the lockdowns for far too long. The lockdowns should have been released from the top down in mid-April. We would not have had the same sort of economic catastrophe. We would not have had to suffer for as long as we did. We would not have lost 40% of our small businesses, mental health issues, and suicide. Those issues would not have presented themselves. We tolerated the anti-science lockdowns at an unreasonable cost, an immoral cost, I might say. Continues by saying, Dr. Birx was a terrible medical advisor, which is why I seldom followed her advice. Her motto should be, quote, do as I say, not as I do. Who can forget when Dr. Birx gave a huge mandate to the people of our nation not to travel and then traveled a great distance to see her family for Thanksgiving, only to have them call the police and turn her in? She then embarrassingly for her resigned, and that is true. Dr. Deborah Birx said one thing and did the other, no different than Andrew Cuomo walking the streets of New York without a mask, Lori Lightfoot going on vacation while being mayor of Chicago, J.B. Pritzker vacationing in Lake Geneva. How can we forget Gavin Newsom dining at French Laundry? And he now faces a credible recall threat. And I'm getting so many emails on this. I want to just say, keep it up. I want to encourage you. I want to support all of my amazing friends in California for executing the recall against Gavin Newsom. It's not official yet, but it is close. The more that we as conservatives and Americans play offense, the more that we push against the Democrats in control and the impossible fights for us to win, the less likely they are going to complete a totalitarian power grab of our country. So I just want to say, for all the California patriots out there that are listening, thank you for working. My friend Teresa Hernandez, I don't know if she's listening to this. She's a great American. She's been texting me updates. Charlie, we're working it. Charlie, we're working it. She's terrific. So many patriots who love their country like her. They are working hard. They knocked on doors. And now we'll see what happens next in California. But I love a good grassroots organizing, or I should say organization. I guess organizing is applicable. When it comes to pushing back against tyranny. The Constitution gave us this framework. We the people are the sovereign in our nation. The Constitution was not written for the times, it was written to stand the test of time. And in California's sense, the Constitution was written strictly for tyrants and despots like Gavin Newsom. And in this statement, Deborah Birx is right within that ruling. The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same coverage. but at a fraction of the price. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, switching to Pure Talk could save your family over $800 a year. And switching is so easy, you can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Like right now, you can get a new iPhone SE. Forget this, just $7 a month. Plus, right now, take advantage of unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. There's a reason why Pure Talk is the highest-rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs. So stop giving your money to overpriced wireless carriers and start saving money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, Charlie Kirk, save on your wireless and get a brand new iPhone SE for over $7 a month. That's #250 and say, Charlie Kirk. We have a question here. Hey, Charlie, I listened to your recent podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. In regards to the parties never switching, how do you rationalize that KKK members might be more likely to be Republicans than Democrats? Thanks so much. Love the show. Brett from Arkansas. Well, first of all, I reject the premise. I don't know what KKK members Brett might be talking about. And just so the broader audience, just so you know, we did an entire campus tour last week. In fact, we are going to be in Nashville on Wednesday. I encourage you to check it out with Candace Owens, tpusa.com. I reject the premise that KKK members want to be part of the Republican Party. You might be referring to the one-off person that might have a Confederate flag here and there. It is important to remember that David Duke, the literal founder of the KKK, endorsed Ilhan Omar and hated Donald Trump because he thought he was too pro-Israel. The party's never switched. And if your children, or maybe you, are being taught or you believe that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party switched, I highly encourage you to check out the podcast. We have a whole video on that. We also have it on our YouTube channel, Charlie Kirk Show Podcast. Hit subscribe. Go through that. It's the five lies your children are being taught about America. And so Brett from Arkansas, I'm happy to build that out further. I just saw that email come through. I want to make sure I answered that. Okay, this is the statement here from Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is, he's pushing back. He's pushing back against the media tour that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx were doing. And it finishes by saying, finally, Dr. Birx says she can't hear very well, but I can. There is, quote, no very difficult phone call other than Dr. Birx's policies that would have led us directly into the Chinese coronavirus caused depression. She was a very negative voice who didn't have the right answers. Time has proven me correct. I only kept Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx on because they worked for the U.S. government for so long. They are like a bad habit. So President Trump's words, I agree with almost all of it. The only thing I disagree with is the lockdowns. I think we should have opened up the country much sooner. There's a lesson here for all of you, though. And there's one thing that Donald Trump should have done. He should have fired Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx the minute this nonsense reared its ugly, usurpatious, treacherous, and deceitful head. There should be a no-tolerance policy. When you are a leader, you must take responsibility for not just your actions, but the actions of everyone underneath you. While I agree with Donald Trump here, he had the constitutional power to get rid of these people, and he chose not to do it. And the president's a friend of mine. I'm only saying this to add context that they should have been fired quickly and immediately. It's refreshing to see Donald Trump speak honestly about Dr. Anthony Fauci, the anti-science activist who cared much more about cable television appearances, front page magazine cameos, or the $1 million he got from the Israeli government, which makes me sick to my stomach, than actually benefiting the American people. That's not the right way to say it. Representing the best interests of the American people, I should say. So this is a lesson for all of you out there. If you're in a position of leadership, leadership is hard. Leadership comes with perks, accolades, comes with responsibility as well. And you must be able to explain your decisions to the people that entrust you with their power, their resources, or their time. I wish Donald Trump would have fired Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx like he fired Jeff Sessions. Now, maybe Donald Trump was thinking, hey, if I fire Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, they're just going to go on cable television and attack me endlessly. And there probably is a good argument for that. But they were undermining him at every single turn. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci were taking every opportunity they could to achieve a political aim, to use the apparatus of the medical industrial complex to use the most powerful position of authority, doctor, to make America in their lockdown image. It's the one portion of American society that I think gets the least amount of pushback, doctors. Doctors can be wrong, just like plumbers can be wrong, just like taxi cab drivers can be wrong, just like professors can be wrong. Just because you have a DR in front of your name does not make you automatically right. Now, some of my dearest friends are doctors. Doctors have saved friends of mine lives. Doctors have played a very positive role in my life. But not all doctors are made equal. Some doctors have other agendas, like Dr. Fauci, who's never been right about anything his entire life. But here's the takeaway. When you are a leader and people entrust you with power, the old phrase is the buck stops here. Many people, including myself, called for the termination of Dr. Anthony Fauci from a couple weeks into this nonsense. We said, who is this guy? Who put him in here? Why is he still around? And I appreciate Donald Trump clarifying the record. I'm just going to say this one last time, and I'd love your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. They should have been fired publicly and decisively, and his medical team should have been staffed with loyal people who love their country and actually believed in science, that were willing to talk about hydroxychloroquine, who were willing to talk about zinc, who were willing to talk about vitamin D, who were more focused on therapeutics than lockdowns. You see, that's where our entire conversation went wrong. For those of you that have been listening to us for over the year, by the way, our podcast has exploded over the last year. We are nearly, I don't know the exact number, we're an exponent bigger today than we were a year ago. Thank you for that. Some of you might remember the loyal original listeners when I did a podcast in all caps, Open America Now. Got a lot of hate for that. People said, what do you want, people to die? You want to see them suffer? You want to see them not be able to breathe? Of course, that's not true. Those are not my intentions. My intentions were the opposite. I loved people so much, I wanted them to be free. And liberty is not something that should ever be compromised. Now, liberty is so special. It's so unique. It is the human rarity. It's not the human norm. It's very rare for people to agree to be free. It's much more common for people want to be taken care of. So anytime I see freedom or liberty start to be infringed upon, as soon as I start to see freedom of conscience, religious worship, freedom of commerce, small business, freedom of movement, travel restrictions, not leaving your home, there better be a really good reason why that's happening. And it has to be temporary, has to be specific, if that ever happens at all, if there's even an argument to say we are going to lock down the country as it is. And instead, we now have Bill Gates, who says we are going to have the country locked down till 2022. To the end of 2022, this is going to last. If Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx would have been fired publicly in April, like they should have, based on this statement, the leaking and the lying and the treachery and the deceitful nature and the arrogance, that combination is exactly what Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci had. When you are committed to lying for a certain agenda, you are arrogant about it, like Dr. Fauci. Who could possibly question me? Why would that person still be in power? So I think that will go down as one of the few, but one of the biggest mistakes of Trump's presidency. And I think he's all but admitting it in that statement. I mean, towards the end, he says, quote, I'm going to read this again. The only reason I kept them around is because they worked for the U.S. government for so long. That's not a good reason to keep people around. In fact, that's a reason to get rid of them. They're around the medical establishment for that long, working for the National Health Association. The Chinese coronavirus and the lockdowns that followed were a testing moment for our country. And the only reason why we are not under despotic rule, even though it might feel like it, I shouldn't say the only reason. One of the main reasons is the brilliance and the resilience of the United States Constitution. How it was written, why it was written, the safeguards, the preventative measures against tyranny. You know how easy it would have been If we had like the French Constitution to shut down the country still to this day, we would not have had the Super Bowl. We would not have March Madness. We wouldn't have any Christmas whatsoever. You think small businesses got hurt as is? Imagine if we did not have the Free Establishment Clause, the Free Expression Clause. Imagine if all of those existed. The Founding Fathers anticipated, they gamed a lot of this out. And Donald Trump's response to the virus was terrific. But when you have people on your team that are undermining you, they should be fired immediately. And that's the lesson for the leaders out there. You must take decisive action when this sort of behavior rears its head. It's not easy. It's easier to hope things will get better, but hope is not a strategy. As the great George S. Patton would famously said, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Moral courage is the most absent yet necessary virtue or characteristic in men, as George S. Patton would say. It's an important lesson. It's one that's tough to talk about, which is how are leaders supposed to act when they have a goal of harmony, but there's treachery? The answer is quickly and decisively. The fact that Fauci and Birx were around so long only played into an anti-constitutional, should say unconstitutional, anti-science agenda. The scientific community, led by those two, was nothing more than a politicized arm of the Democrat Party to try to get Joe Biden elected. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Okay, I want to get to the story that is almost a Monty Python skit. It's almost. And by the way, I lived through a Monty Python skit recently. It was in an undisclosed location where they're known for making potatoes, but I'm not going to talk about that. Oxford University may scrap sheet music for being complicit in white supremacy. Now, this is the University of Oxford is considering proposals that would remove sheet music from its curriculum over woke claims that teaching the Western form of musical notation has roots in colonialism and complicity in white supremacy. This is by Kurt Zindulka. Breitbart.com. Our friend Alex Marlowe does a great job of that. So Oxford University is now saying we have to get rid of sheet music. Also, there are documents floating around that mathematics and science must also be removed from Oxford. The academy is becoming nothing more than an activist camp for the most foolish and bigoted and backwards people in our country. It continues by saying, professors at the university said that classical music, which is taught at Oxford, which includes Beethoven, Mozart, and Schubert, among others, is too focused on, quote, white European music from the slave period. Okay. This is a very important point, actually. Why does the Tokyo Philharmonic play Bach? Why would the Tokyo Philharmonic play music from Johann Sebastian Bach? Because his music is better. You see, what's so incredible about Wagner, who hated Jews, by the way, but his music was incredible. So amazing about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I actually saw his boyhood home in Salzburg, Österreich. Austria, great place. So amazing about Johann Sebastian Bach. What's so amazing about all of them is they were able to strike a form of art using the classical canon to pursue beauty. Do you know the real reason they hate all of these artists and these composers? I'm sure this is part of it. All of them wrote to the glory of God on the top of every single one of their sheet music. I'll forget the Latin, but it says to the glory of God. You can get the exact Latin. I'm forgetting it. The music is better. It makes you feel something. It will bring you to tears. It will drive you to ambition. You see, part of the Western tradition is that there is beauty and goodness and truth in the world, and we should go find it together. That's what they represent. I encourage every single person out there right now to go listen to Claire de Lune. You listen to on Spotify or YouTube, one of the most downloaded listen to songs of all time. And tell me that that is not a spiritual experience. That that is not something that you can feel that drives you to a place of imagery, motion, and the pursuit of what's right in the world. And then I want you to go listen to what Oxford says that we should embrace more of, which is BLM Incorporated saying we not non-Eurocentric music. So they want you to go listen to something like Indonesian Jangan music. Go listen to that. And Dennis Prager talks about this quite often. Great man. Bach is better. It has harmonies. Comes from a place of brilliance. And to pursue what is beautiful. What is beautiful? That which is perfected in being. What a disservice we're doing to our young people. Oxford. The place some of the greatest scientific and mathematic breakthroughs have ever happened is now becoming a place where sheet music must be removed because they're saying it's racist. For us, we're going to keep on playing the classical canon unapologetically. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.